This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Time for Hurdle's Clue of the Day. It's the Hurdle Clue of the Day. Time for Hurdle's Clue of the Day. Let's guess with BJ and Jamie today.
All right, here we go with Hurdle. You know about the game called Wordle. Well, this is Hurdle. It's music. And yes, it is a game that's played all over America every day. And Spadil pulls the song. We don't know here in studio what the song is. And we take a guess at it. You can too. Text NATO is 51059.
Yeah, so here we go.
All right. Whoa.
Is that
that's
it?
Not it.
Oh, because I'm like,
oh,
I know.
Done.
That's not it.
Wait, what is that one, though?
It fired. That's Save Your Tears. Or
yeah, it's the weekend, right?
Oh, the weekend, okay.
All right, here we go.
I can't even figure that one out.
Spadil,
yeah.
Is today the actual hurdle?
It is the real hurdle.
All right, here we go. Clue number one.
What?
What?
What was that? Here it is again. Easy or hard?
I thought it was easy. I got it by the third clue.
Is Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
No, it's not. That is a good movie, though.
It is a good movie. All
right, clue number two. Text NATO was 51059.
I was just thinking, what did he say? What were some of the clues?
I didn't give you any clues.
We didn't get any clues. He just said it was, he got it on the third clue, he said.
You know what I realize?
What?
I just tuned you guys out and was reading Facebook.
You know, you're probably not the only one.
I feel so bad. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm bad too.
Clue three. This is the one where Spadil says he got it.
Okay.
Reach out and touch faith. Boom, 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 boom.
But I don't know.
What is that?
You're on the right track, but what's the song?
Blah, blah, blah. I know.
All right, one more clue.
No, we know it.
No, you don't.
No.
You didn't say it. You don't know it.
Reach out and touch me. Bro, how about just reach out?
Nope, that's not the name of the song. You got to at least get the band.
Tears for Fears.
No.
We suck. We are terrible.
BJ, you don't know it.
I have no idea.
Jesus.
Depeche Mode.
It is Depeche Mode.
Yeah, it is Depeche Mode. Yeah.
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 Depeche Mode.
Your own personal Jesus.
It's personal Jesus.
Woo!
Yeah. God, we're good. We are so good. Between Jamie and I, we nailed it. We nailed it. I know we played half the song, but that's okay. It doesn't matter.
Just bought a ticket on Jamie's train of thought.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
You know, I just want to thank all you guys. This is kind of, I mean, it's self-absorbed, but I posted yesterday about a friend of mine, and he has psoriatic arthritis, right? And so I thought, well, you know, it's not that entertaining, right? Obviously. But I'm just going to ask, like, what's worked for you guys? Because he's so discouraged.
He's miserable.
He is miserable. He's in pain. He's discouraged. And so I thought, well, I'll just put it up there, you know, and see. You guys, like, you literally moved him to tears. He has put all, thank you is what I'm trying to say in a long way. Thank you for posting about it and providing information for him. He's taking it all in. He's going to just try all of it. I mean, even one girl, do you know who Dr. Gundry is?
No, I don't. Dr. Gundry?
Gundry MD?
Yeah, I don't know.
What?
Well, it's not one of my doctors. I don't even know the name of my doctor.
The anti-lectin guy? Hello?
No, I don't know who that is.
You don't see him like early Saturday mornings on PBS?
Oh, it's a him? I thought it was a her.
No, it's a him. He's on like early morning on PBS.
No, I don't watch
talking
PBS.
Talking about everything you shouldn't put in your body?
No. You shouldn't stay up all night. Sounds like you got insomnia.
Well, no, I actually bought his olive oil. I bought Dr.
You did.
Yeah, it was a little.
Oh, snake oil salesman, huh?
No, he's an MD. He's one of the world's renowned heart surgeons.
Really?
Cardiovascular, whatever. But he stopped doing that and he started selling snake oil. I mean, wait. No, he.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You're telling me that snake oil makes more money than a heart surgeon?
Yeah, I buy his crap. I bought the beets because I don't like beets, but like beets are supposed to be great for you.
Yeah.
And so it's powder, and so you can put it in a smoothie and eat because I hate beets.
Oh, beets! I thought you meant the headphones.
Dr. Gundry does not sell headphones.
It's like QVC.
Dr. Gundry headphones.
Anyway, I love this guy. And guess what?
What?
So one of the people on the forum, on our Facebook page about the psoriatic arthritis, her mom is Dr. Gundry's secretary in Palm Springs. Is that like almost knowing a star? Like,
wait a minute. Wait,
okay, Six degrees of separation right there?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The mom is the secretary for Dr. Snake Oil.
He's not Dr. Snake Oil. Honest to God, I love him. If you saw him, you'd be like, I'm not going to eat any lectins.
Well, so, according to SOTA, S-O-T-A, I can't eat the lectins anyway.
Oh, well, see? So you're already good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, no, this girl, she goes, oh, my God, my mom works for Dr. Gundry, and he wrote a whole thing about this, and she works for him in Palm Springs. I'm like, no way, I love that guy on PBS.
Man, am I impressed.
I know.
Good Lord.
You know, if it was about you, you would care. But because it's not about you, you don't care. Anyway, my whole point is, our friend went on this forum and said thank you to everybody.
I do care. I care about him getting well. I care about him. We know who he is, personal friend.
Yeah. What's his name?
Billy.
Billy?
You don't know him.
Yeah, it's Billy.
With an I and a heart over the I.
Billy McGee.
Billy McGee? What is that?
Billy
like
McGee.
Some Western?
He's a great guy.
Oh, God. All right, a couple of things that I want to tell you guys about. Speaking of health, because this is my health segment. I'm going to start now. Did you guys know that they tested like thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people, and every single one of them had plastic in their urine?
Yeah, everybody poops plastic.
Not kidding.
That's what the headline
is. They didn't say poop. They did urine, but we can do poop.
That's what the headline says. Everybody poops plastic.
They didn't take poop samples. That would be a lot of poop. But it does go with
pee.
But
it is there.
It goes with the plastic and the poop. Well, of course, if it's in your urine. Yeah, so, and then they're saying, so listen to this. This is very important, Jamie's health segment, because I'm very healthy. Look on your plastic containers. If it has a 2, 4, or a 5, you can use it to store food in. And to they don't love you to reheat in it, but storage, those don't leak, but all the other numbers leak.
Mm.
So what numbers?
2, 4, and 5.
That's right. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Oh, sucker.
If you use anything but 2, 4, and 5, you'll be poofing Legos.
Oh, God. Let's see. Amazon is opening a clothing store, a brick-and-mortar clothing store in Los Angeles. That seems interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Well, it doesn't line up. It doesn't. Yeah. No, I agree with you. I think it's kind of strange in a way.
Yeah, I do too.
The one thing I don't order on Amazon is clothing. Okay, so maybe that's what they're thinking, that if they have a brick and mortar, you'll come there to buy clothing because you can try it on. So therefore, Amazon gets into the clothing business. But I don't know if that's going to work.
I feel like it's going to fail because the one at Park Meadows, that Amazon store closed.
Oh, it did?
It closed down.
Oh, I like to walk
Last time I went in there, it was closed down, boarded up, yeah.
Really? Uh-huh. It was always so packed. But you know what? I'll tell you, it's like a brickstone. Everybody walked through that place but didn't buy anything.
Yeah.
At the Amazon.
What'd they sell?
Gadgets.
Everything on Amazon that you could find on Amazon, like Echoes, like little...
The ring system.
Yeah, exactly.
And then just all kinds of...
Even like books.
Yeah.
It was just random books.
It was Brookstone. It was literally like a bigger Brookstone. Remember the Brookstones? And sharper images and stuff like that. It was like that. But everybody was... It was packed, but
expensive
nobody bought
gadgets.
Anything.
Oh, sharper image. I used to go in there and just sit in those massage chairs.
I know, and then they kick you out. Yeah. Or I'd eye you like this, like, get out of the chair. Yeah. I want to sit there. And I'd just walk around, look at stuff, and wait for you to get out of there. Do you know that on Groupon, they're actually selling time in those chairs?
What?
I couldn't believe it either. So somebody has set up a store where they bought like 10 of those, and they charge like $10 for 20 minutes to sit in
there. They have one at Southwest Plaza.
They do?
Mm-hmm. It's a relaxed store. I don't know what it's called, but you walk in there and literally get in the massage chair, and you can buy time. 20
really?
Minutes or whatever. Yeah, yeah,
Is
yeah.
it crowd? I mean, I know you're in there, but
I don't
who else?
Know. I've never gone in, but...
Oh, but you eyed it.
I think my wife has, though. I think she's used it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. My sister had one of those, and it squeezed my legs so tight, I thought I was going to die. Oh, my God. You get scared, because it starts to compress your legs, and you're like... I think I might die in here.
Yeah.
They're really expensive, though. All right. Let's see here. What else did I want to text? Johnny Depp, Amber Heard. What do you have for us, BJ?
I'm watching the trial. It's kind of boring right now because they keep calling up these psychologists. And you know, one's on Amber's side and one is on Johnny's side. And we're getting to a point of like, okay, look, we've heard enough. It's been 22 days on this thing. Let's just take it to the jury today. Let's try to get us a verdict today. Let's get this thing over before the weekend.
Yeah, because they're not sequestered, though, right?
I don't think so.
Okay, because I'd be mad.
Yeah.
Memorial weekend. Like,
you
got to
sit in the hotel room.
They're both crazy. I don't care. All right, so let's play a game, Sweep in the Nation.
Okay.
Are you ready? And I know we did this once before, but now we have more information. Let's call it. It's called Let's Call It. Go ahead. What do you think's going to happen?
Ooh.
And by the way, play along 51059. Let's call it.
All right, 51059. Text Nino.
Are you not excited?
No, I'm thinking.
Oh,
I'm thinking.
That was
I'm
thinking.
Trying to weigh.
That felt like boredom.
Here's what I think. I think they're both going to. Can they both win?
I guess.
I guess you could, right?
Yeah.
Because it's two suits, one against the
and
other.
And she didn't drop the other one, so there are two individual lawsuits.
I think the jury is going to find that both are guilty. Therefore, both will win.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's
and now,
interesting.
Here's the thing. Now,
I didn't see that one.
I don't know. I don't know.
Hers is for 100.
Right.
Yeah.
And his is for, what, 45, 50?
Right.
Yeah, 50, I think.
50. But can't the jury, can't they come back and... change the amount of damage?
Yeah, I think they can.
So therefore, the jury comes back and says, okay, you owe him 10,000 or 10 million.
Well, give us numbers. All right, so I like
I
this.
Don't know.
Well, you have to play.
Okay, I'm playing. All right, I'm playing.
All right, so the guilty, and then I need monetary amounts.
I think it's a wash.
Oh.
She is forced to pay him, because he won, $10 million.
Uh-huh.
He's forced to pay her $10 million. Game over. Everybody walks.
Everybody
He's
walks.
So serious. He's so serious.
I just did a mic drop.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that's
that is that is interesting because I'm thinking about me being in that, you know, conference room with all these people
and deliberating.
There's no way this jury is going to go with $50 million or $100 million.
Now, I do agree with that.
No way.
But I feel like Amber Heard's going to lose. Johnny's going to win. Okay. And she's going to have to pay him $25 to $30 million of that 50.
All right, there's yours.
Okay. And then, I don't know. Let me go to Schmidl.
I think that they're both going to lose and that the judge is going to be like, you don't owe each other any money because you're both just train wrecks and you kind of caused this yourselves. It's, you know, they brought it on themselves, so.
Okay, but here's what I'm thinking. Since they're not sequestered or anything like that, I think the jury is seeing all the social media pro Johnny Depp, and I think it will sway them in their brains that, okay, you know what? This is the popular vote. Everybody hates her. I hate her too now. And so Johnny wins, she loses.
So Johnny wins with you.
Yep.
Me, it's a wash. With Spadil, it's a wash. And you...
Johnny wins with me.
Johnny wins with you
the
too.
The full amount?
No, $30 million. $25 to $30 million She's going to have to pay him.
Yeah.
When do we find out? I want to know right now because I feel like I'm right.
Well, it's not gone to the jury yet.
Well, if they're on TikTok, then you will be right because those videos are hilarious.
I mean, wouldn't that influence you? Like, yeah. I mean, I didn't hate her until I watched social media. And now I'm like, I'm on board.
And just a side note, according to AmericanBar.org, in a civil suit, the judge may have the authority to increase or decrease the amount of damages awarded by the jury. So it's up to the judge.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, the judge, not the jury.
Yeah. It will be changed because both amounts.
That judge gets to decide, not the jury?
That's what AmericanBar.org says.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that like a place you go drink?
Sounds fun.
In the court world, it's like WebMD.
Yeah, right. It probably is. Yeah. It probably is. All right. Oh, yeah, me. Sorry. Yeah, I was done. I think I should be done.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ and Jamie. Wow. We're watching this trial
here in the studio.
Amber Heard is back on the stand. Okay. It is the most amazing audio that you will ever hear. She is putting on a show. I mean, she's breaking down.
She's bawling with no tears. Now, BJ, you know, because I think, you know, like when you're with your wife or whatever, you're probably side by side when she cries or whatever. But because
whoa. Are you insinuating I make her cry?
No, but I mean, you know how you're side by side. But my point is, when we do Children's Hospital, you actually have to look at me, and you've seen me cry, right? And it's awful. I mean, because I don't. It's Children's Hospital. But here's what I find interesting, and you know the tears are coming down, and I'm like, oh my God, right? Well, I didn't see one tear come out of her face. Not one came out because guess what? When you're really sad, you can't help it. And you know how I hold back my head to try to keep them into my eyeballs?
Yep.
Well, here's where I know she's lying. Think about what I do when I cry on this show. Okay, so I have mascara on, eye makeup. I grab a tissue, and what's the first thing I do? I put it up to the corner of each eye to absorb the liquid.
Yep.
What did she do?
Put it to her nose?
She put it to her nose.
Because there's cocaine in there?
No, not because of that. No, because she's acting. Oh, my God. I'm trying to be a real legal analyst here.
All right.
So I always do this, right? I lean back. I put a blot in each corner, you know, and then remember, like, when my dad died, what did I do? I was like, I can't talk about this. And you know, you try to suck it in and you hold each corner. But she's like this. I just want my voice back. I want my voice back.
No, you're exactly right. I would have never caught it the way you caught it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're a woman. You've cried. But this may be one of the worst performances.
Oh, my God.
And I'm calling
awful.
It a performance because it clearly is. Mm-hmm. When you watch it. In fact, when they stopped and they finished this, I'll play a piece of it here. But when they stopped questioning her on this, she automatically just, everything dried up.
Yeah.
Move on to the next lawyer.
She grabbed a tissue and put it to her nose, not to the corners of her eyes.
Exactly.
I mean, come on, ladies. You all know that you put it right here and here to stop the mascara and situation. Oh my God.
It's about a minute 22. I'll play it in its entirety. We can't play things live because we never know when they're going to let the F word fly. Right. Okay. And they're cross-examining her in just a couple of minutes. They've not started yet. But here's what Jamie and I just witnessed.
I just want Johnny to leave me alone.
Oh, shut up.
I just want him to leave me alone. I've said that for years now, and I thought he would after 2020.
Objection, non-responsive.
All right, I'll sustain the objection. Next question.
Jamie!
Here we go.
What do you hope to reclaim after this is over?
Protecting the secret that I did for as long as I did has taken enough of my voice. Johnny has taken enough of my voice. I have the right to tell my story. I have the right to say what happened to me. I have the right to my voice and my name.
Amber,
he took it long enough.
Jamie!
I have a right as an American.
American?
To talk about what happened to me, to own my story and my truth.
That I had.
I have that right. I hope to get my voice back.
As I slapped him.
Hey, Jamie.
It's all I want. And I've said that from day one.
Shut up.
Thank you, Amber. I don't have anything else.
All right. Oh,
okay, then she now, stops crying. Right
yeah,
there.
Then she grabs a tissue and goes up to her nose. Not her eyes. There wasn't one tear, you guys. No wonder she's a horrible actress. She can't even fake cry. Right. And in fact, the acting coach said that they had a very difficult time with her getting her to act cry. And that they worked on it a lot because she couldn't do it. Well, guess what? She still can.
All right. We are not one. I don't like to do this. To drive someone from our show to TV, okay?
Oh, we just did that, didn't we?
Well, I'm about to do it even more.
Oh, no.
Because the very best part of this is about to happen.
No.
Right
now.
We'll
record it.
I'm just saying.
We'll record it and play it when we come back.
The cross-examination. If I can get all the F-words out of there, it's going to get ugly now. All right.
Okay.
We will play part of it. We'll come back and play some of it for you in case you can't get to something. But it's about to get really nasty because this is the cross-examination. Of Amber Heard.
Turd. Say it. It's Amber Turd.
It's Amber Turd. All right. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie, settle down.
Why does she...
Settle down. Settle down.
She's just... I'm talking about Amber Heard. She's just so contrived. And she's so... I mean, I'm sorry. You just had a mental breakdown on the stand. And now you're like, no. I mean, where's the emotion? You just shut it off?
Yeah, I don't know.
And she won't answer a question. Incorrect. No. And then she's vomiting. Just vomiting words. And then finally, a judge said, you need to just answer the question. Because she's trying to fit all this other crap in there.
Yeah. And I can't tell if this is something from earlier this morning or it's actually live.
This is making me crazy.
Spadil's been looking into that. But every place you go to pull up this trial live... it seems to be a different thing going on. So I don't know exactly which one follows, but I know this. We've never heard this testimony before.
All I know is I can't watch anymore. I'm like literally mad.
She is
so full of crap.
Well, she's desperate now because this is the last thing.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
Do you know where this is? Is from?
I have nothing in the game. Why am I so mad at her? Like literally, something's wrong with me.
I think it's live.
Do you guys hate her as much as I hate her? Or am I just crazy?
No, I do.
I just see through her. I just see the fakeness of what she's doing there and how she's, they're cross-examining her. She won't answer the questions.
She's pathetic.
Yeah.
And then somebody tweeted this, and I love this. It says, if you tell the whole world you're giving sick and dying children $3 million, and then we find out you didn't do it at all, doesn't that make you a con artist? I'm like, yes, right. It sure does.
That's a pretty good way to sum it up, right?
I wish that lawyer saw that.
Here we go. We're going to play you. This is going to be the last 4 minutes.
I can't.
Can we play? I'm going to play this for people.
All right, fine.
Last 4 minutes, this is the cross-examination that's going on with Amber Heard as we speak. And I pre-recorded simply because you never know when they're going to drop a nasty word there. But here we go.
I haven't lied about anything I've been here to say.
You sat here and told this jury that the events in Hicksville started with Mr. Depp getting really upset about a woman leaning on you. Is that correct?
Yes, that's effectively what happened, yeah.
You testify that he actually grabbed that woman's wrist and twisted it, right?
And told her that he could effectively break her wrist by saying he knew how many pounds of pressure, or asking her how many pounds of pressure it took to break a human wrist.
But your own witness, your former best friend, Rocky Pennington, She didn't corroborate that, did she?
Nope.
I'm not quite sure what part of that night she saw. There were a lot of people there.
Jamie, you're not supposed to answer.
She didn't testify that Mr. Depp grabbed anyone's wrist in Hicksville.
Again, I don't know what Rocky saw. There were a lot of people there that night.
Rocky hates you.
You testified that once you brought Mr. Depp back to your trailer, he trashed it, correct?
That is correct.
And the manager of the Hicksville trailer park was furious that Johnny had wrecked the whole thing. Do you remember that testimony?
That's correct.
Well, we heard from that manager of the Hicksville trailer park, Morgan Knight, on Monday, didn't we?
I'm not quite sure who that guy was or if he had any involvement in this. I know a lot of people have come out of the woodwork to be involved.
So you're accusing Mr. Knight of testifying and committing perjury?
I'm not accusing anyone. I just don't recognize that man.
Oh my God, he owns
you heard Mr.
Place.
Knight testify that it was actually you who was upset with Mr. Depp spending time away from him. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
I'm going to stop. Jamie's about to lose.
I just can't believe somebody can be. I mean, maybe because I was on the stand, you tell the truth, right? Like you have to. I mean, you know, it's like you have to, and it's uncomfortable, but she's just freaking lying.
She's lying.
She doesn't even know the owner of the trailer park.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. You can see it when you watch this thing. I want to play something else before we get out of here. I'm going to play you something else that we played earlier this morning. This is from yesterday. Listen to Johnny Depp and listen to him talking about how he just wants this over with. He wants to move on.
What has it been like for you to listen to Ms. Heard's testimony at this trial?
Insane. It's insane to hear heinous accusations of violence, sexual violence, that she's attributed to me, that she's accused me of. I don't think anyone enjoys having to split themselves open and tell the truth. But there are times when one just simply has to, because it's gotten out of control. Ridiculous, humiliating, ludicrous, painful, savage, unimaginably brutal, cruel, and all false.
That's right, Johnny. I love
wow.
you.
That is strong.
I'll hug you. Make everything better.
Jamie.
Okay.
I know that he's over this.
Oh,
he's just
God.
Over it. You can hear it in his voice. And I know he's a great actor, okay? He can pull this crap off. But that seems pretty legit to me.
I don't hate anybody. I don't even know her. But I hate her.
And on that note,
okay.
We will end it today.
I'm not even going to watch it. I feel like I'm burning calories.
Hang on a second. You're going to go to your car. You're going to put it on your phone. You're going to be driving around with it on your phone.
No, I'm not.
Listening to it through your speakers in your car.
I want to live with happiness in my heart. I don't need to be this uptight about people I don't even know. This is just dumb on my part.
All right. Have a great day, everybody. Enjoy your Thursday. We'll see you back here Friday. It's going to be Friday. Woo. All right, we'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.